If you are a child, please skip this video because it will not be appropriate for you. This is to the Christian struggling with a pornography and masturbation addiction. Hello, my name is Araya. I have struggled with both of them, and I know for a fact that you can find healing and freedom through Christ Jesus. I will be talking about sexual assault, so if that is something that makes you uncomfortable or it makes you like wheezy or anything like that, please skip. So by the time I was 8, I was already being groomed sexually by someone that I considered family. And then by the time that I was 12, I was molested. I skipped a number. And when I was 10, I was introduced to pornography and I started masturbating. In my mind, because I was young, my frontal lobe is still not even developed yet because I'm 18. I was like, man, like pornography is a great outlet. It helps me so that I don't have sex. It helps to really keep my mind clear. It's nice. It's good for me to explore my own body because I need to know what things I like and dislike before I get married, you know? I could not be further from the truth. As a young kid, because I was so engulfed in lust and things like that, and just the aftermath of being sexually harassed by different men and women, being molested, being groomed, pornography and masturbation started to become my identity. It was no longer something that was just an outlet here and there, something that I only did seldom. I specifically remember as a kid, me missing certain opportunities, like cheer practice and things like that, because I just wanted to explore myself and my own body because it was so freeing to me, or so I thought. I'm saying all this to say, now more than ever, there has been I don't even know if pandemic or epidemic is the right word, but there's been an influx of soft pornography and things like that that have been shown to children. And if you are the Christian on the other side of the phone who is struggling with pornography and masturbation and trying to fight the lies of Satan telling you that it's just a release and it's okay to explore yourself because you need to know these things, first of all, check the Bible, because Jesus Christ says that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's not going to tell us not to enjoy pleasure and to die to our own selves and not to take up sin, but to take up our cross daily, but then say that masturbation and pornography are permissible in the hopes that we won't sin. It starts to create this kind of manipulation tactic that we have with God, because we're like, well, God, if you just let me hold on to the sexual immorality, then I won't do XYZ. If you know anything about God in the Bible, he is an all-powerful God. And so he doesn't work like a genie does. And he doesn't work just because you say that I might do this or I might not do it. God knows your thoughts. He knows your heart. He knows your intention. What ends up happening is you start off with only watching porn once or twice. You're masturbating only on occasion because you're so stressed and you have so much that you need to get out. And then it starts to become an addiction. It's the same thing with weed or any other drug. And this is how idols come into play. We tell ourselves, oh, I'm just exploring myself because I need a release. Well, if you need a release, then talk to God so that he can heal your heart. If you're like, oh, well, I masturbate and watch porn because I have anxiety, get to the root of that issue instead of taking other things and placing them inside of you, because then you'll start to put a dependence on them. If even an inkling of you is thinking, well, maybe watching pornography or just even masturbating by itself and not thinking of anyone lustfully, like maybe that isn't a sin, I want you to go back to all the Bible verses that talk about the fact that self-pleasure is not good. We're literally told that our heart is deceitful above all else. So follow God's word. You know the conviction that you feel behind it and the shame and the guilt and all else to come. Please, if you're going to call yourself a Christian, save yourself for marriage so that your husband can explore your body or your wife can explore your body, and so that you guys can create a beautiful act which God gave us, which is the gift of sex, together instead of on your own. If you are looking for intimacy, find that with our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, not by exploring ourselves and trying to see how high we can get off of an orgasm, that is. Sorry, I didn't explain that. I know and understand that it's hard, because oftentimes, look, as a Christian woman, you're like, I feel like there's no men around. I feel like I'm not going to get married anytime soon. Like, she's calling, like something needs to happen. I promise I 10,000% understand that. I've talked to my friends about this so many times. I literally like just feel like I'm always ramped up. Like my hormones are just up and down and up and down. But I want to leave y'all with this note, which is when Jesus is saying that no temptation no tempting that he's given us has ever been greater than any temptings that he's given anyone else in the Bible. So Paul, Joseph, even Jesus, he was tempted with certain things. All of them were tempted with various degrees of sexual immorality, and some of them fell, but of course Jesus Christ didn't, because he is sovereign, he is all powerful, and he can heal you from any addiction that you are struggling with. Yeah. Now if you're like, okay girl, I hear you, but how do I fix this? You have to break that yoke and that codependency that you have with yourself, or watching other people find pleasures in themselves. More than likely, you are desensitized to nakedness and really the true intimacy that you're supposed to have in a marriage. So you really need to ask God to make you sensitive and vulnerable again, because watching pornography and masturbating all the time, it causes you to become desensitized. And you can even look at brain scans and see all of this stuff. You also need to break that yoke, number two, with fasting. You can look at Isaiah chapter 58 for that, on biblical proper ways to fast to really be released of this burden that you're feeling and this commitment that you have to sin. Third, with anything that you're struggling with, always be fervent in prayer. Always pray. Prayer is communication with God. It's free. If you need a model, look in the Bible with the Lord's Prayer. Jesus modeled that out for us. And lastly, you need someone to hold you accountable. If you text me, if you email me, I don't care what you do. Let somebody know. Your pastor, someone. Instead of spending more time praying and reading your Bible, serving others at your church, at a homeless shelter, spending time with your family, you're isolated. Because now what's in you, that desire to be touched, to be pleased, and all of those things, it starts to grow and grow and grow and grow until you literally cannot contain it anymore, which again is like how you form any addiction. And because we serve a God who is able to raise people from the dead, and not only did he raise people from the dead, but he was able to conquer death, I know for a fact that if you submit to him and you fast and you have accountability and you listen to all those things in the Bible and you really change yourself, like really, really change, because only you know what that change has to be, I know for a fact that God can and will deliver you and heal you from any sin that you are going through. I know that this is such a taboo topic because people don't like talking about sex, but, or if they do, they want to talk about it in the realms of LGBTQ, or they want to talk about it in a way that's very demeaning to both a man and a woman, and it's not in the way that God intended it to be. But we do need to talk about sex, and we do need to let people know that God's word is still the true word of God, and it is sovereign over all things.